Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank all my listeners. Amen. Whether you're listening by web, by radio, live radio, whatever, I want to thank you for tuning in. You won't be disappointed. Just hold on to your seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to go ahead with the announcements on today. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind, because these are shows that's dedicated to the people to bring God's word to you, to bring deliverance in your life, to bring change. So sometimes you got to hold on to the word that's coming forth and receive it to bring change. I know, you know, a lot of people come to the shows and they listen, you know, oh, that was a good word, awesome word. Yes, but what can you do with that word that you heard? It should be bringing on change each and every day. And when you write it down, said, okay, now this word right here, I'm going to put it into action. You know, you got to remember, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in order for the word to work, you got to work it. Oh, good God Almighty, I'm going to say it again. In order for the word to work, you got to work it. You can't just go ahead and just, okay, I heard the word. You know, it was good. She preached good. She gave a good word. I thank God for the word. But you got to put it into action. I want you all to listen and listen closely. Amen. I'm going to give you the announcements. But the word that you hear on today, hold on to it. Write it down and put it into action. And come back to the show on next week, on next Sunday, and let me know what you did with the word. I want some brave people to come on and tell me, you know, the word that was given and what you're going to do with the word. You never know what you might receive. So I encourage you to come on and tell me on next Sunday what you learned and what did you do with the word and what did it bring in your life. Did it bring you deliverance? Did it bring you strength? Did it bring you something you've been asking God for a long, long time? I want to hear it, all those testimonies, amen, glory to God, on next Sunday. Let's go ahead and get into our announcements on today. I want to make sure you tune in each and every Tuesday. Ah, that word is coming so powerful. It should bring change, like I said, in your life. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. One word from the Lord each Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. What an awesome, awesome, powerful man and woman of God who bring that word. They break it down. Oh, my God. So you can understand it. And you can hold on to the word and let it bring change in your life. Amen. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to hook up with them. You can go on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. Let them know what you need. Let them know you would like to talk to them. You would like for them to pray with you. You would like to be, for them to disciple you, whatever you may need. Because we're in a season now where we need everybody on board, glory to God, praying and fasting and continuing in prayer and believing God, you know, amen, to stand there for it. And all of pandemic and all these things fall to the ground and die, you know, when one can chase 1,000, come on, and two can chase what? Huh? Glory to God. Y'all know the word. That's what I'm talking about. You got to work the word in order for it to work. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Powerful woman of God, praying woman of God, who prays the house down. Good God Almighty. She'll tear down some bricks, knock down some walls, root up some stuff. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and hear her every Thursday at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. The word is so powerful. You don't want to miss it. Amen. And if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on, a Prophetic Corner Ministry comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You got time to text a neighbor, text them the phone number and say, well, you need to listen, because there could be a word in there that you're going to need. If you don't think they're going to need, they don't think they need it, just keep living. Just put it on the shelf, you know. There's going to come a time when you have to reach back on the shelf and get a word. So, Lord, I need a word from you. You remember that word that they gave you on last Sunday? Well, that's your word. Ha, glory to God. You'll reach back and get it, and it'll bring deliverance in your life. And it'll give you that strength, and it'll bring you that joy, peace. Oh, it'll make you love thy enemy. Oh, my God, glory to God. So come on in, hallelujah, and listen to the word of God. And then if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is also an author. And I encourage you to go ahead. You can get number one and you can get number two. You can get them both now. And you also get a free Kindle from Amazon. But you can hit her up on Facebook and let her know that you want to purchase a book. If you don't know how to go about doing it, just like I said, hit her up. She will walk you through whatever you got to go through to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I want you to get that book. It's a good read. It's an awesome read. And it can help you. You know, it's one of those things where I'm not going to give you her book. You know, she'll give it to you. Hallelujah. It's one of those things where you want to meditate. And there's some good meditation scriptures and things there for you. So I encourage you to come on and hit her up on Facebook and let her know, hallelujah, that you want to get the book. And if you can't get in contact with her, I know I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't have a Facebook page. Well, if you know me, you know Minister Elaine personally, you know any of the Wild Team members, hallelujah, Minister Michelle, Minister Kenesha, hallelujah, Minister Stephanie, any of us, any, Apostle Yvonne Rao, Pastor Joseph Rao, hallelujah. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, any of us, I encourage you to come on and you can hit them up and let them know, you know, I'm trying to purchase a book, but I don't know how. We're going to direct you directly to her. We're going to tell you how to get there and even how to get the book. If we don't know, we are so fine out. Glory to God. It's no jealousy. Amen. It shouldn't be no jealousy in God's kingdom. I know there are, but, you know, there's no jealousy in us. Glory to God. We'll just say it like that. I mean, you know, there are jealous people, but guess what? You got to keep it moving. Glory to God. So I encourage you, if you want her book, then you can hit us up and let us know, and we will help you to get it. Now, I want to encourage everyone to partner. And in partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. How many of you have decided to partner? But you said, well, I don't know how to get it to them. Well, like I said again, you can get it to either one of us on the team, and we will definitely get it to them. Glory to God. There's no jealousy. Hallelujah. There's no I in team. Hallelujah. You know, team starts with T. You know, I know some of y'all might have didn't get to that part of the alphabet, but hey, it's okay. I'm going to help you out. Ain't no I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's team. So if you don't know how, we will get it to them, and they will give you a call. They'll catch you or see if they can call you or whatever they may need to do. So I encourage you to come on and join us, and you will receive many, many perks. God is moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might, by his will. Let it be done in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now is the time to come in and dig in with both feet, you know, and go ahead with both hands and get your mind set on Jesus, you know. Because sometimes you can stray way out there, you know, trying to make things happen that he ain't even told you to make happen. You're just out there. You ain't even asking nothing. You're just out there in la-la land, hoping that whatever you do, it will prosper. So, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Glory to God. Because some of the stuff, he don't want you to do it because it's pulling you away from him. It's taking you into a place where you don't have time to praise him. You don't have time to read. You don't have time to study. You don't have time to seek him. You don't have time to spend intimate time with him. And if it's pulling you out there and you don't have that time, then chances are it's not God. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to do his will and not your will, and it shall be done. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep all those announcements in mind. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me your name. All I need to know is your prayer request and where you're calling from. I don't want you to put all your business out there. You can just say, well, I need you to just give me a call later, and I will do that. So you can give me, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, permission, and we will get it done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me see if anybody is pressed or 1. If not, I'm going to open us up in prayer. No one is pressed or 1. So I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, on today, Lord God, to just take this word and let it spread all across the nation. Whoever needs healing, God, let this word be a healing to them, Lord God. Whoever needs peace, Lord God, let this word bring them peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whoever, Lord God, is whatever they may need, Lord. Sometimes we don't know the need, but Lord, we know you know the need. That's why we thank you, Lord God, for one that maketh intercession for us when we know not what to pray. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand in awe of everything that you are about to do, Lord God. We thank you, Father, how you're going to deliver and bring those out, Lord God, who have been bound down, Lord God, with circumstances and cares of this world for so long, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that prayer does work. Prayer will work if we work it, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, oh God, how we know, Lord, that you are everything that we need, and you're all that we need, Lord God. All we got to do is call on you, and you'll be there, Lord God. You're not one that sleeps nor slumber. You hear every word that's spoken out of the mouth. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, how you're healing those that need healing in their natural and physical body right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, how you're building those up, Lord God, who have been torn down by people that church hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know, Lord God, that, my God, you're still there. You're still in control. Forget about that and continue on, oh, my God, with you. Don't worry about that. Worry about the things that you can change, change them. The things that you can't change, hallelujah, leave it alone and give it to him. Glory to God. You can change your diet, if you want to, glory to God. But you can't change the way other people talk about you, the way other people process things about you. You can't change their mind, glory to God. So leave it alone and continue on down the street, amen, with Jesus Christ, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We serve her right now in our own time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for those all across the nation, oh God. Every sickness, every disease, Lord God. Oh, my God, let it fall to the ground and die. Every new variant, Lord God, let it not take flight anywhere, Lord God. Let it fall to the ground and die right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for those that need healing, God. Oh, my God, Lord God, those that need a healing heart, God. Heal their heart, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that need healing in their stomachs, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say pain no more. Whatever's going on the inside, Lord, we said, go and work on the inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we pray for the elderly, Lord God, during this time, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, that someone will go by and see about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But let them have the right spirit. Don't let them have the wrong spirit when they go to see about them, Lord God, because these are your dear children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And let them take care of them like they're supposed to, Lord, not to take their money, Lord God, not to take their stuff, but to let them take care of them the way they should, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now to send faithful people, people with integrity, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve her right now, God. We serve an on-time God. We serve a God who's never late. Oh, my God. He's always there when you need him.
I know sometimes you feel like, Lord, you're just far away, but he hears you. Hallelujah. Spend more time with him, even the more. I said, Lord, you got to draw a little closer. Hallelujah. I need a touch. You can't feel that touch sometimes. Lord, come a little closer. Glory to God. Spend more time. Sometimes the 5 minutes ain't enough. Hallelujah. You have to go and dig a little deeper. Oh, my God. Because we're in a season where we need to dig even the deeper, even the more, to spend time with him. I know things can sometimes, you know, get you caught up, you know, cares of the world and everybody calling. Everybody wants something from somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, here's what you do. Said, okay, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. And see how long that lasts. See how long that phone call lasts. Well, you know what? I'm all right in that area. You know, no. If you say something is wrong, then you couldn't be all right in that area because prayer change things. So you need the prayer that I'm getting ready to give you. Hallelujah. But if you don't want it and you reject it, then so be it. Hallelujah. Well, that's the end of the conversation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. But stop getting caught up in things that is pulling you away from the Lord. And you can't concentrate. You can't function. And you just can't do what you used to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. There's someone, amen, I keep hearing, there's someone who has broken their leg. They broke their leg, and I'm hearing three places. So we're going to pray for that right now in the name of Jesus, whether you're listening by web or whether you're listening by phone. If you're on the phone, amen, and hallelujah, and you want to get call in and say that was me, and then you can do that. Hallelujah. Just press the one and I'll bring you in. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you mend every bone, every broken bone back together in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because if you can make that bone rise, I know, Lord God, you can put them all back together in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare as you put them back together, Lord God, they'll be able to walk right, Lord God. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're mending them all back together. Oh, my God, so they can walk up straight. They won't have a limp. Oh, good God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve a right now, God. Hallelujah. You desire, amen, more and more, God. Hallelujah. You can get all you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get all you want. It's totally up to you. Hallelujah. It's not up to the preacher, the teacher, the prophet. It's not up to the evangelist. It's not up to the elder. It's not up to the... You can get all you want. Hallelujah. God is not stingy with how much of him you can have. The only thing it is, what happens is, hallelujah, you don't want much. You pull away. Hallelujah. 5 minutes, okay, I'm gone. That's it. 10 minutes, okay, I got to go. That's enough, Lord. That's enough. So I read these three chapters, hallelujah, and that's all I'm going to do, and I'm done. But did you meditate on what the chapters actually said? Did you meditate on the word that he was trying to feed you from on high? Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because if you didn't, it didn't prosper you anything. Hallelujah. Because I mean, myself, when I read, I like to just, you know, go over and over. So, okay, now this took place, and why this took place, and why that took place. And you know what? He'll talk back. Some say they can't hear. He'll talk back, and he'll talk through his word. He'll put that word, amen, where he'll make that word where you can understand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we desire, on this team, hallelujah, glory to God, we desire that you get it. Hallelujah. That you get as much of him as you want. Glory to God. Now, you know, others ain't going to desire that, but that's got to be your desire. Hallelujah. So you can get as much of him as you want. Everybody don't want your desires. Hallelujah. When you want to draw closer to the Lord, everybody don't want that. Hallelujah. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the proof is in the pudding. Everybody don't want that. But you can say something sometimes, and I know I've done it. We're going to get in the word. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Just hold on to your shirts. We're going to get there. I can say something. You know, they can say something. I say, well, you know what? God did it. I said, he did it. I said, look how he moved that thing around, and he took that item over there, and he went over here, and he brought that over here, and he molded that, and he shook them and made them act right, and just look what he done, you know. And then, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, yes, I did that. No, you didn't do it. He did it. Hallelujah. You know, we got to acknowledge what he does. Glory to God. Because some people are ashamed. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Oh, glory to God. People are sometimes ashamed of what he has done. Hallelujah. I just say, oh, glory, and go on. Hallelujah. Because you didn't do it by yourself. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, what would you have done? He kept you in your right mind. He gave you strength to go to that job. He gave you the mind to get in that car and drive that car. Oh, my God. Do you not think it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But some said, well, you know what? I did this, and I went, and I did this, and I did that. No, you ain't did none of that. Because if it had not been for the Lord, thy God, like I said, on your side, it couldn't have been done. So remember, you got to acknowledge him. You know, the more you acknowledge him, then the more he becomes a very valuable part in your life. If you can acknowledge him, even the more, he will. It'll come alive in you. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. I'll be like, okay, Lord, I know you did that, didn't you? You did that thing, didn't you? Glory to God. And I said, do it, Jesus. And that's who did it. Glory to God. So acknowledge him even the more in this season. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, you did that. You sent my children to school. They came back unharmed on the bus. They came all the way home. Everything was well, and everybody in the house is well. There's no sickness, no disease. You did that, didn't you? Glory to God. Acknowledge him a little more than you have been in this season and see what happens. He'll draw even closer to you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to get in the word now. I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 9. Amen. Mark chapter 9. I'm going to start at the first verse. Glory to God. Mark chapter 9, prayer and fasting will bring on a change. You know, sometimes people don't want to pray. It's, oh, it takes too much time. If you're praying right, yes. But, you know, that's where your power come in. That's where you're going to have some strength. Hallelujah. You know, let's get in the word, and we'll see. Let's just go ahead and get in the word. Glory to God. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. In other words, when he led them up on high in the high mountain by themselves, amen, he was transfigured before them. He was transformed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was transformed. He took them up there, and he was up there praying and everything, and, you know, he was transformed right before them. You know, you have to sometimes just get off by yourself. When you get ready to read and just think about it, he took them with him, but you have to get off by yourself. Just you and the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And let him transform you. Because whenever you say, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, glory to God, your transformation starts to begin there. It starts there, but it don't stop there. Glory to God. You got to continue on doing, amen, like, you know, before you got saved, you know, you used to read, you know, and you said, well, okay, I understand that. Okay, well, anyway. And then you say, Lord, I give you my life. I want you to transform me, Lord God, into what you want me to be. Mold me, God. And you want him to do all those things, but you have to sometimes get by yourself. That gang that you used to hang around with, you can't hang around them no more. Because guess what? You're trying to get transformed into something more, hallelujah. But they're going to be pulling you over this way, and it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to, amen, it's going to bother you a lot, hallelujah. You're going to be pulled here, pulled there. You say, Lord, I shouldn't have did that. Glory to God. But he was transformed when he went up. Amen. Glory to God. On high. Then Peter, James, and John went with him. Let's go move on to verse 3. And his raiment became shining exceedingly white as snow, so as no fuller of earth can white them. He was saying, they were saying in here that he didn't have, there was no Clorox, amen, that whitened his garment. Glory to God. It was the glory of God shining upon him. Glory to God. Don't you want the glory of God shining on you too? Hallelujah. When you get ready to be transformed, you know, sometimes you can go out, you go out, and I have did it, and amen, I go somewhere, and they say, well, you got on some makeup or something? No, I don't makeup. Hallelujah, you know, you're wearing masks, or hey, why I'm wearing makeup. So if they can see I got on makeup under the mask, then they absolutely know that something was going on. So they say, you got on some makeup, and I had on a mask. I said, no, I ain't got on no makeup, not today. And I just did what? Keep it moving. I ain't trying to explain the thing. Just keep it moving. Because we want him to transform us. So we have to put ourselves in positions so he can transform us. You see how the glory of God shined upon Jesus? It was time for him to be transformed. Amen. Glory to God. So the glory of God was shining upon him. And they got a chance to see that. Let's move on. Amen. To verse 4. Glory to God. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Don't you know they was talking to Jesus? See, Moses was a part of the Old Testament, and Elijah was a part, he was the prophet. Amen, glory to God. And so what was happening there, they was talking to him, you know, and they was passing over the priesthood and everything that was getting ready to happen, because you know, things hadn't happened yet, but everything that was getting ready to happen to Jesus, you know, they were all getting ready. Can you imagine, amen, that when they saw all this, I'm going to show you what they said. Let me read on down, and then we're going to continue on right now. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Master, is it good for us to be here? And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Do you know he was scared after he saw that, Elijah and Moses? He didn't know what to do because Elijah was caught up in the whirlwind, glory to God. But Moses, amen, he died. So they were all up there, amen, talking with Jesus and letting them know that he was the successor. That he was the one, amen, that was chosen to bring in the new covenant. And that new covenant, amen, was classified as to help, amen, forgiving of sin. Amen. The simple things that you do, you can ask for forgiveness, repentance, and all those things in the new covenant. Covenant, glory to God. That's what Jesus was opening. He was getting ready to bring in the new covenant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, isn't it something when they saw all this and they got scared, so they didn't know what to do. So they asked them to build a tabernacle. Can you imagine? You would have did the same thing. Let's just talk about fear right here for just a second. Hallelujah. Yeah, they got scared. It says right here, for he was not what to say, for they were so afraid. And they got scared in verse 6. They were scared, so they didn't know what to do. They didn't let fear grip them. Yes, you know, God cannot heal what you don't admit. If you're scared, say you're scared. Lord, I'm scared, Lord, but you need to help me, Lord. Give me some strength here. Yes, you can be in fear, but you don't let that fear grip you to where you stop living, to where you stop going, to whether you stop doing for people, to where you stop just doing anything and just stay locked up. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody's staying locked up because they're fearing so much. Somebody even scared, amen, if, oh, well, I'm going to say it like this. Somebody's even scared if a man talked to them, they almost run about to knock the stuff off the grocery shelves. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Just don't have so much fear to where you can't talk to nobody. You can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. Don't let fear grip you like that. Because that is not of God. He gave us the spirit of fear. He gave us love, sound mind, and peace. Hallelujah. And it'll rest upon you for hence now and evermore. So don't let fear grip you. Glory to God. Yes, they were afraid of what they had seen. They had seen Jesus being transformed. He was shining bright. Amen. There wasn't no Clorox there, you know, to cleanse him, to make him shine that bright. Hallelujah. It was the glory of God shining down on him. Oh, my God, isn't that something? It did bring fear to them, and they didn't know what to say. Well, hold on, let us build your tabernacle. They didn't know what to say. It says here, hallelujah. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. And the cloud, in the cloud, it said, this is my beloved son. Amen. He's well pleased with him. So he's telling them, listen to what he got to say. No matter, glory to God, whatever, hallelujah, he had to go through, he said, listen to what he got to say. Listen, when your leaders are telling you something, hallelujah, this is all in here together, amen. Jesus was a leader, yes. He was being transformed. When your leaders are trying to transfer your mind and get you to walk in the way you need to walk, hallelujah, and get you to talk the way you need to talk, and get you to live the way you need to live, and get you to not being broke, oh, my God. And you, here's the thing. You think they're all up in your business. But no, they want to help you. So, amen, when you go, you can get some of the stuff that you want. You won't be strapped down, amen, every month with money. Hallelujah. You got more months than money. Glory to God. And that's what they want to get you to. That's why they say pay your tithes and your offering. He said, I rebuke the devourer for my name's sake. Hallelujah. Nobody's trying to get your money. Hallelujah. They're trying to help you to live right and live a victorious life. So you won't have to be begging every month. Glory to God. Huh? Oh, my God. Let's move on. And suddenly when they had looked around about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves. So I can vouch for that. Because I know when he told me that, you know, and y'all heard my story before, that I'm calling you to be a prophet. I'm like, you know, and I'm looking around. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, man. I know the birds can't talk, hallelujah, and the trees sure ain't saying nothing, hallelujah. And I was out by the garbage can, and I know it didn't make no noise, hallelujah. And I looked around looking, amen, just like they did. I'm like, what's going on here? I said, oh, no, somebody else got to be talking. So I went on and ran on in the house, you know. It kind of scared me because I'm like, oh, it came so profound. But somebody had already told me that. A friend of mine had told me, you know, they had a dream about that. I said, girl, yeah, whatever. You just dreaming. Amen. What you mean? What kind of chicken you ain't went to bed and laid down on, you know? It's glory to God. Hallelujah. So I can vouch for that. And when nobody there, particularly, nobody was there. Well, nobody there but me. So I can vouch for this. Amen. So I know how it is to hear a voice. Amen. And you look around and don't see nobody. But I didn't let fear grip me. Amen. But I went on in the house. I hurried up and got on in the house because I didn't see nobody. Glory to God. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them not that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. Can you imagine if they'd have went ahead and told that right then, it wouldn't have been the appropriate time. Some things you can't tell people. You just got to wait. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes it ain't for you to say. It's for you to pray. So many times people get anxious when they hear God saying the word or telling them to do something. They get anxious and go ahead on and tell them. But don't do it. Don't do it. If he don't say tell them, then you hold it. Huh. They may need that later, what you got to say. Amen. So don't tell them out of season. You might mess things up. But, oh, I saw this, and okay, I did. Glory to God. So there's this thing that happened, and amen, and I had already seen it, but I didn't say. I prayed. Glory to God. And that night, I just couldn't rest good. I'm like, okay, something's not right, you know. That song says something just ain't right. Glory to God. And that's what I was saying. I said, Lord, something just ain't right. But I wouldn't go to bed like that. Amen. I had to pray. I prayed and I prayed. And once I got that release, then I went on laid down. And I was okay, but I still didn't rest. So that thing did come to pass, glory to God. But guess what? Everything was all right through it. That's the thing about it. Everybody was fine. That's the thing about it. Let's move on to verse 10. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the raising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, why say the scribes and Elijah must first come? And he answered and told them, Elijah verily cometh first and restoreth all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. It was saying how he was going to be suffering many, many things, how they were going to persecute him. Glory to God. Now, you know, we get persecuted also as Christians. They may not do us the way they did Jesus, you know, but they do us like that with their mouth. They can talk against you. You know, this one ain't called, that one ain't called, and God didn't tell them to do that, and he didn't tell them to do that. Well, you know what I say to all that? If you would stay in your lane, perfect your gift, not worry about the other man or the other woman, the boy, girl, or any of them, then it'll be all right, you know? Because he's going to let them know, amen, I did not call you to do this thing. This is not what I'm calling you to do. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. I did not call you to do this. So just hold on, amen, and do your own thing. Strengthen your ministry. Strengthen your relationship with him. Glory to God, hallelujah. And don't worry about going over there telling who ain't called him, you know, and all this stuff. So there's enough leaders, amen, when they get up on them. I'm just going to put it like this, and I'm not bashing anybody. That know that you know that you know. They're going to know that they know that they know what God is calling you to do. Glory to God. And then he's going to help you out and help you and tell you, yes, this is what I'm calling you to do. This is your ministry. Hallelujah. So that's what you got to do. See right here, they persecuted Jesus. They was getting ready to, amen, to hang him high, amen. So they did, they'll do you like that. They may not hang you exactly on the tree, glory to God, on the cross, but they will with their mouth. Their mouth. Sometimes that tongue can be just as poison as it want to be. Talking against somebody, and you don't even know them like that. Talking against people, amen, and you just don't really know them, and you see them, and well, you know what I say, stand them. You don't know nothing about them, really. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to get off of that. Glory to God, but come on, Christians. Hallelujah. Let's get real and keep it real with Jesus. Let's not do stuff that we shouldn't be doing. Let's go on, amen. Hallelujah. But I say unto you that Elijah indeed comes, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. In other words, the scribes were arguing. Hallelujah. Let's see what they were arguing about. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluted him. You see, they greeted him because guess what? He was up there. He had just came down from on high with all of that anointing showing up on him. Glory to God. The glory of God done shined down on him. Hallelujah. They done already came and imparted into him also the priesthood and everything, and letting him know you are the successor. He's chosen you to bring the people, amen, out. Good God Almighty, to come and establish the covenant, the new covenant. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. And they came a running, hallelujah, to salute him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? What y'all arguing about? Don't argue with nobody about the word. Glory to God. They weren't arguing about the word, but I'm just saying, don't argue anybody about the word. Hallelujah. Don't argue with people. You don't argue about my word. Hallelujah. You know the word, yes. And sometimes they will let you, you know, correct them. You say, okay, wait a minute. This is what it says, and this is what it means. You know, and sometimes they will, and sometimes they won't, because they think that some people just know everything. You don't have to walk away. You know, we had to learn to walk away. You had to get that walk away spirit. There was this thing that happened not long ago, I remember, and I remember what I was taught. So sometimes you just got to get up and walk away. And I knew I had reached that peak. Amen. I got up and I walked away. Somebody thought I was going to go to third field, but I didn't go to that third field. Glory to God. I just got up and I walked away because I knew what was coming. Amen. It was coming. And like the angels of the Lord appeared on me and picked me up and set me on my way. Glory to God. And he will. And I'm glad he did. Hallelujah. You know, he'll make an escape go for you. You just got to learn how to take it. But some people just say, hold up, wait a minute. I'm going to put my hand on my hip and I'm going to let my backbone slip. Well, guess what? You don't need to let none of your discs slip, you know, right now. Glory to God, because you might have to have some excruciating surgery. You don't want to do that. You want to keep everything intact. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And one of the multitudes answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. Glory to God. He said, I brought unto you my son. He has a dumb spirit, meaning it was demonic spirit, unclean. It was, he had mental illness. He had all these things going on. And whenever he taken him to him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not cast him out. Oh, my God. Let's move on and see what happens here. Amen. I'm trying to get on down to where I need to go. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. See, that spirit know what was finna happen. So that's what I'm talking about. You got to be in your place where when you walk up, that spirit know what's finna happen. But if you keep shaking in your boots all the time, hallelujah, you say, okay, I got faith in God, but then time something happens. What do? You let fear grip you. Glory to God. Don't let fear grip you. You better stand up and say, hold up, I know Jesus. Glory to God. And you ain't coming here, amen, messing with me. Hallelujah. We got to be people of strength. We got to be the people that God is sending out. You know, you can't preach this word and not be a strong soldier in the kingdom of God, like my pastor said. He's looking for those that will. Hallelujah. You're going to be a saint or an ape. He said, you don't need no apes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He needs you to be a saint, to stand up. Hallelujah. My God. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. So he was saying he was like this as a young child. Glory to God, my God. In many, many, many years, he was like this. Let's move on, amen, to verse 22. And oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. He was saying, please, have compassion on us. Help us. We need you to help us. Your disciples couldn't do it, but understand, he went on high and he was up there praying. So you know what? When your leaders is praying, you need to be praying also. You don't need to be calling them every time. You know, I need y'all to pray for me. Oh, would you pray for me? No. There are sometimes, yes, when you need to call them, yes. But where are you? They raised you up. Stand on it. Stand on them 2 feet of yours. Know who Jesus is for real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray for them, a matter of fact. Glory to God, my God. And that's the way it's done. You undergird them and continue to pray for them. Pray that God will supersede and give them everything their heart desires. Pray that God will keep them as they go and as they come. Pray that God will lead them, amen, glory to God, and all of their steps into where they need to go and where they shouldn't go. Glory to God. Pray that God will lift them up on high, above all and everything that they're going through, so none of that junk won't penetrate their heart. Pray that God will move the obstacles out of their way, glory to God, so they can go through on good ground. Pray that God will raise up people around them, wherever they are, state to state, to help them to endure everything they need and to give them, amen, what they need, and they won't have to buy nothing. But I know, you know what? Those things right there, people will not pray for because they want it all for themselves. Pray that God will move those that got a negative mouth, got a negative tongue against them. Glory to God. Come against them spirits. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Understand, you got to believe and take in the word of God as it's being preached and as it's being, you read it, you got to believe what's in this word. You got to believe that when prophecy comes, that it's going to come to pass. It don't just happen. You got to believe it. You know what I found out a good thing, amen, is to write it down. And, you know, he said confession is good for the soul. Glory to God. So you can write it down and say, okay, I remember when you said this right here. This right here is what they said. So I'm going to confess it until I see it come to pass. Ain't no shame in your game, and you ain't got to tell nobody. You do what you do. What you do is between you and the Lord. Glory to God. You know, down south, they said the laws. But anyway, that's between you and him, what you do. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. And straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. Glory to God. If you got any doubt and unbelief in you, you need to holler out and scream, say, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. If there's any doubt that's going on in this vessel, Lord, you got to remove it because I want everything you got for me to come to pass. Hallelujah. You know, people say, well, I can't pray like you, prophet. You ain't supposed to pray like me. You're supposed to pray what comes on your heart. I'm just giving you examples. We set the stage, glory to God. You just do whatever comes in your mind to pray. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you can believe it, it'll come to pass. But you know, if you can't believe it, first of all, amen, you got to believe it. Then you receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you said faith comes by hearing. So in all the world, when the word is preached, you grab that word by faith. Hallelujah. You hear it by faith. You grab it by faith. And then you continue on to confess it, and it comes to pass. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. He said, help me, Lord. I believe, but help mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. You see right here, amen. He was all wrapped up, tied up, and he prayed, he ready. Glory to God. And that's what he wants us to be. You know, don't get chicken and say, well, you know what, I'm not going to pray for that. I'm not going to do this stuff. Now, and if you can't, I understand. Just say, okay, I'm going to pass over this because I know everybody ain't at that stage where they can pray for somebody else. Amen. For spirits to come out, that takes some time. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. But you can build yourself up to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't skip steps. If you need to get up under someone who can teach you, amen, some stuff, then I'm encouraging you to hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and they'll teach you what you need to know and teach you where to go, amen, and teach you what you need to do and teach you how to do it. They won't just throw you out there. Take my word for it. They won't do it. Glory to God. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. See, and whenever he cried for that spirit to come out, he fell out. Ah, my God, he fell out down on the floor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They thought the man was dead. But see, he had got relief from them spirits that had been in him all his life. Oh, my God. Ever since he was a young child, he couldn't talk. Hallelujah. And he would just throw himself in the fire, and different things were going on. He was having seizures and all those different things. Oh, my God. But there was one that came along. He was already wrapped up, tied up. The precious glory of the God had shined upon him. He's okay. I can do this because I've got it. Hallelujah. I've got the record to show it. Let's move on. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And he arose, and when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Do you see that right there? That's why you got to pray to cast spirits out. You got to be ready. You got to pray. You got to pray and you got to fast. Amen. When he leads you into a fast. Don't be saying, Prophet Martha told you to go fast. No, I didn't. He will lead you when it's time. Don't tell nobody I said that. Glory to God. He will lead you in his own time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he do, he's preparing you. You know, I just say it like this, you know, my apostle sung a song, amen, glory to God, and I appreciate the Lord preparing me to be a sanctuary, and I love that song, and I love when she's singing, hallelujah, glory to God. It just does something to me when she's singing. It's my favorite song. I love it, hallelujah, glory to God. So he will prepare you. True and holy, amen, glory to God. That's what you want, somebody to prepare you. And you see right here, he said prayer and fasting. So you got to be able to stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, glory to God. I remember, amen, he told me, he said, there's something going on with this young lady's child. She's getting ready to have, and there's something that's going to be wrong with it. And he went on to tell me, now, Martha, this is what I want you to do. I'm like, okay. And he told me to lay my hand on her and pray for her, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm like, now Lord. Now, you are you serious? You know, glory to God. And he said, yes. He said, just ask her, can you? And you know what? He had already made the way, had already prepared the way, with nobody around him, nothing. And I went and I asked her, and I told her, you know, the situation. And she said, yeah, you can. So I did. But guess what? That baby was born healthy. After all that, the child was born healthy. Now, just think, if I had did what he told me to do, but let me help y'all out now. This comes from good teaching. Hallelujah. It was nothing that I would have done for real, you know, back in that time before I got upon them. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I'm going to be transparent. Because they, you know, have led me into, you know, into knowing how to do things and what to do and how to ask. And don't just go there and throw your hand on nobody and, you know, knock you out, saying, in the name of Jesus, come out. You know, hey, come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to get up under someone who don't mind teaching you. They got the grace to teach you. Everybody don't have that grace. But sometimes you can know when you ask other people stuff, you know, they'll get uptight. They really, some people will get uptight about it. You can ask them one time, glory to God. And you know what? They'll get it. Sometimes they'll get an attitude. Glory to God. And then sometimes they'll help you, but then you go and ask them the same question again. They'll get an attitude. They don't want to help you. Glory to God. But I can guarantee you, you can come over here, you won't get that. Glory to God. There's much patience, much grace. Glory to God. Don't mind teaching you the right things and the thing to do and which way to go and how to do it and what not to do. And we'll teach you if you listen. That's the thing. You got to have an ear to hear. You got to have an open spiritual ear to hear. Because I know some people don't like to listen to others. They want to just know everything. I'm being a little transparent today, but that's okay. We have to do that sometimes. They'll listen at anything that's not good, but everything that's good that comes from God, they don't want to hear that. You know, I already knew that. No, just say, amen, thank you for telling me. I'm going to go by that because I can hear sometimes when I'm doing things and I can hear the teaching that I've had. Okay, this, and I'm hearing that's okay, this. But that means you have a spiritual ear to hear when God is sending his word out through his people. For you to get it, hallelujah, glory to God. And they break it down so you can understand it. Hallelujah. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Do you see what he said? Amen. These four things only come out by fasting and praying, and look what happened. That's when you got to stay built up on your most holy faith. Amen. And continue to pray and continue to spend time with him. And don't let all the cares of the world catch you up and draw you up and take you in a place where you should not be. But sometimes you can get caught up. Lord, I want this. I want this. I want the husband. I want this. I want to do this. But you ain't spending no time with him. You know, I always say as the Lord, I don't want nothing temporary. But one time I asked him, I said, okay, Lord, I'm looking for my stuff, you know. And he said, first the spiritual, then the natural stuff. That's what he told me. Well, it took time to get the natural stuff, some of the natural stuff. I said, okay. I said, okay, and I made my mind up. But along the journey and coming on into that, guess what? I had to pray. I had to continue on with Jesus. I had to pray. I had to fast. I had to stay in his word, and it took some time. I felt like them children of Israel, glory to God, when they were down there in Egypt. Oh, glory to God. My God, but it took some time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you got to understand. He can give it to you, but he can give it to you if you want it permanently. You may have to wait a minute. But if you just want it right now, he'll give it to you. Amen. I want all mine permanent. I don't want nothing that I got to keep going back to the drawing board over and over and over and over again. What I God do for me, I want him to do it. Amen. And do it permanently. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can ask for stuff and you get it right then, and the next thing you know, you got to go back and ask again. But I want him to fix it all permanent. No, I don't want no temporary stuff. You know, they even have temporary jobs. Hallelujah. And guess what? Understand, they don't last long. Some of them may last 2 months. Some of them may last, you go to one day, then you got to go to another one the next day. No, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that he gives you, amen, glory to God, permanent. Not glory to God. Anyway, amen. Not temporarily, but permanent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to see, amen, before I give, amen, the prayer of salvation. I'm going to see if I have anybody on the line that's pressed the one. I don't see anybody. So I'm going to go ahead and do the prayer of salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me for all of my sins, Lord, that I have fell short of your glory. Lord, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to make you Lord in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, oh, my God. Somebody caught that. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. If that was you and you're on this line, press the one. If not, inbox me on Facebook and let me know that was you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it don't stop there. Get in you a Bible-believing church. Amen. And where the word is taught, you can understand it. Take your Bible with you. Read it. Glory to God. Daily. Meditate daily and get a good understanding of the word of God and where he wants to take you. Amen. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, don't forget all that's coming on. All the shows is coming on Tuesday night. One Word from the Lord, Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show coming on Thursday at 6 o'clock, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Prophetic Corner coming back on next Sunday, same time, same place. And then the 30-minute break. And next you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Ministry Elaine Jackson. A show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Time. And don't forget to partner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know people saying, well, you know what? I don't have money. Listen, glory to God. You can do whatever it is you want to do. If you don't have but the $10, then you do what you can do. And God will raise you up to where you can do more. And that's what you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Remember, Jesus is always first in your life. Amen.